Well, the National Weather Service is set to give their forecasts for the 2019 hurricane season next week, but the islands have yet to fully recover from last year's storms. The release of federal aid, disaster aid, is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Marcel Henri on the line today. Morning.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. So, yeah, we just got word that we're going to get a bunch of federal aid disaster money, right?
Right. It's kind of the latest tranche. This is $67 million in additional funding for disaster recovery in the islands, particularly for the 2018 disasters, that whole spate that we endured from the Kilauea eruption to the storms that caused catastrophic flooding on Kauai and East Oahu, and of course, Hurricane Lane and the tropical storms. It was a very busy 2018. And so that puts it the total up to $429 million in federal funding. And when you add the $200 million in state funding for those various disasters, you are now well over $500 million just to deal with 2018.
The federal money, though, that's reimbursed, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I believe some of it is reimbursement-based.
Okay. And so gosh, I mean, as far as processing these things, I mean, I know that they were looking at trying to get more state positions to help, you know, work through the FEMA paperwork, because it's a lot of red tape, I think.
Certainly a lot of red tape. I do know that the $67 million, that is coming out of community development block grants. That's issued through Housing and Urban Development, and this is specifically their disaster recovery program. So that will be administered through the states and through the county. So yeah, it'll have to funnel through those local government bureaucracies.
Right. And I know, as we mentioned, NOAA's going to be releasing the information on how they think we're going to shape up this year for storms. You know, I know that new term that just blows me away is rain bombs, you know, because that was in my vocabulary, I think, until last year.
I agree. That's kind of a new thing that's unfortunately come onto the scene. You'll hear it more. I was listening to Chip Fletcher over at UH, I want to say a couple of months ago, and he was giving a presentation that shows as the effects of climate change intensify worldwide, you're going to see more of these quote unquote rain bombs. And that's basically what Kauai experienced. And, you know, East Oahu, Aina Haina got a dash of that as well.
You know, we're talking about federal funding, but I want to segue to rail, because I know you cover those meetings regularly, and they've got a meeting this week, and they're talking about birds, which I thought was interesting.
It was kind of a quirky item that I'll check on when this meeting occurs on Thursday. The board is going to consider $1.4 million for vector control. Basically, what's going on is there are a lot of rogue pigeons and also seabirds and invasive owls, apparently, that are nesting and roosting in the kind of the cavities of the guideway that's been built so far, anywhere between 12 and 15 miles, right, from Kapolei all the way to the airport. And apparently they're leaving so much guano, which is basically the droppings, right? It's gotten so bad that it now constitutes a health hazard. And so they need to create some kind of a program where they're going to install nets and possibly even spikes where the stations are going to be to get this under control as construction resumes. That's to the cost of $1.4 million. So the birds are frankly making really good use of the guideway so far.
Well, we've been talking a lot about birds on this program this morning, but I was intrigued because the article that I saw posted online at Civil Beat talks about how back in, what was it, 2011, that this was flagged as a potential problem.
Yeah, apparently they knew that this was going to be an issue. They just never budgeted the funding for it. They've advanced along, and lo and behold, here we are. With almost two-thirds of the guideway constructed, and the birds have made themselves at home inside of it. So now they're catching up. The $1.4 million will go towards design work as well as installation of whatever vector control system they do. That's across the full span of the guideway, the ultimately what they hope will be 20 miles of guideway.
Now, I don't recall attending that meeting where they talked about this issue back in 2011, but yeah, I can see how, gosh, that was, you know, 8 years ago, right? So that's a lot of bird droppings.
Well, you know, they didn't start building the guideway, I want to say, until roughly 2012. And, you know, really kind of, yeah, in earnest, it's really picked up in, I want to say, the last 5 years or so. And so, yeah, a lot of the issue right now is Waipahu, West Oahu, Farrington Highway. You know, they included photos in a presentation that's going to go before the board on Thursday. And if you go on HART's website, you can click in on it. Actually, there's a link on our website as well, and you can see kind of the illustrations of the vast amounts of
yes.
bird poop that are populating the inside of the guideway.
Yes, I did happen to catch that. So a picture's worth a thousand words.
Right,
thanks so
right.
much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. Check out the latest news on civilbeat.org.